Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys. What's up? What's up? What's up? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Soul Art Records Radio. And I'm so glad to be here today doing this live thing, YouTube live. I haven't done that combined with the show. So we are multitasking. And so I want you to know that one of the reasons why we're doing this is because we need to first of all, I want you to subscribe to the channel. So if you would subscribe to my YouTube channel, that would be awesome, because this is something new that I'm doing, and I'm going to start doing interviews with YouTube so that you can see the guests that we have on and stuff. So we're going to have a good time, and I pray that I do well. I pray that it works out well. I hope you guys are happy with it. And we're just going to be able to chop up interviews and stuff so you can not just hear the artists, but you also can see them, and, you know, we can just have a good time together, right? And so I know some, you know, like I prefer not to be seen. Look at me. I'm old and tired, but it's all good. Anyway, but I was told that's what we need to do, so that is what we're doing. By the way, listen, I need to remind you that I just released a new single a week ago today. It's called Buckle Up, and it's on all the downstreaming apps, so just, you know, check it out. I know Apple for sure, because that's how I download it, but I just want you to check it out and stuff, and let me know, you know, what your feelings are about it. I hope you like it. I have a whole album that's coming out as well. And so I know that some of my other brothers and sisters from Solar have been doing the same thing. And so I don't know if you got their stuff, but, you know, I know that, you know, Lakeside about a year ago dropped a new single. And so different artists are doing different things. And that's what we do, right? That's, we can't stop being who we are. Unless we're not here. And so as a creative person, I'm always going to create. And then, you know, I've been sitting on this stuff and just sitting on it. And then I, you know, I was encouraged that I need to just drop it, put it out, just get it out there. Because it's not doing anything sitting here, but I had to keep creating. So I just built up all these songs, and I have enough to do a Christian album and enough to do a secular album. So I'm going to do both. All right. So, but anyway, I just wanted to tell you that off the top. Many blessings to all you guys. Don't forget, we're still praying for our brothers and sisters around the world. And so, you know, we want to make sure we remember the families of the sailors or the guys that lost their lives in those subs, that little sub that went down here right off of the coast, the East Coast over there. It's just a very sad thing and a very sad way to go, especially with a kid in there. And it was just breaks my heart for all of the families and stuff. And, you know, and I heard the CEO say that, you know, every day is a risk and everything he does is a risk. So, you know, so be it. He was aware of what he was putting himself into, but, you know, the others, I'm not sure if they were feeling the same way, but they did it. They read the papers, and it said three times on the first page that they signed that you can die, you can die, you can die, three times. So, but anyway, rest in peace. God be with you guys. And, also, Charlotte, we're still praying for you, sweetheart, to get better. Charlotte's over in the UK. She was hanging out with Shalimar. She went to one of their concerts, and Greg took her to the concert, and I'm so proud of him. Such a good friend. And he took her to the concert, and they got backstage, took pictures with Shalimar, and, you know, hung out with them. And so just really, really proud of them. And thank you, Howard Hewitt, because he's the one that made it happen. And, you know, I was talking to him left and right, and he did what he said he was going to do. So thank you, my brother. Appreciate you very much. And look forward to you getting back here to the States, because I have something else that I want you to do, Howard. So give me a call if you're listening to the show. Much love to all you guys. So we're going to celebrate the sound of Los Angeles here. And That's what we do. If you have any questions, anything that you may want to, you know, ask me as far as, you know, how this thing happened, you know, what happened back there? What were you guys, you know, how was it working with Leon Silvers? You know, was he a nice guy? Was he a mean guy? Was he cool? You know, was he a good teacher? Was he a bad, you know, whatever you want to ask, you know. You know, did y'all go out? Did y'all hang out a lot? And, you know, any kind of questions, how was it recording the first platinum records for the company? Anything you want, how was it meeting Dick Griffey for the first time? You know, anything that comes to your heart, you know, and Dick Griffey, I tell you, that dude, he came in the room. It was like, shh, everybody get quiet. He was something else. He was a big dog, man. He was the big dog. And he knew it. And so he was always respectful, though. We just knew to be respectful to him. So, and he was respectful back to us. And it was just a really good thing. And especially when the hits started coming. Especially. I mean, he would come. Initially, it was kind of grouchy looking expressions that he would have when he came into the studio. And then eventually when the hits start coming, he could see something going on here. He see his dream is possibly about to take off, and these records were just RCA was excited about the music that he was turning in. And you know, RCA was the distributor for Solar, and so that's why they were excited. And Ray Harris was a part of making sure all this stuff went down. And so much love to you, Mr. Harris. Thank you for your contribution to the Solar family as well. And you know, it was just an amazing time. We had a lot of fun, but it was a lot of growing. It was a lot of developing. It was a lot of learning how to pay attention and how to focus and not dropping the ball, and being a teammate, being a good teammate. Sometimes that's hard for some people. And especially when a person has in their mind that I don't really like you, but I'm working with you. You know, that dynamic right there is kind of ugly in any business, anywhere, when you have that mindset. If you have to have that mindset, it takes away from the freedom of happiness, you know. And so I pray that any of you guys that are doing what we did and all the stuff we had to go through, that you have this, that you have a free spirit that guides you, and you allow God to bless you fully the way that you should be and deserve to be blessed with the gift that he has given you, you know. And it's really, really important that you pay attention when you're in an environment where someone has given you the opportunity to use your gift. That's why when Dick came into the room, it was like we knew that Leon was the one that said, yeah, I like these guys, and that's why they're here. And Dick heard what we did, and he condoned it. We knew right then and there, you know what, he respects what we did, and he's holding us here, he's keeping us here, because he could simply say, let's try somebody else, let's try some other musicians. And there were plenty other musicians out there, plenty other musicians, but Dick trusted Leon, and Leon trusted us. And so, and it took a minute, because Leon, once he made the commitment to his team, as you would see in basketball teams and stuff, you know, like they get their team, and so then they start working them. And before you know it, okay, I want you to be a starter. I need you to do this. This is the best thing that you can do ever, if you are on a team in anything, a group or anything, have an open mind, you know. And don't always think that your way is the only way or the best way or the right way. Have an open mind, especially if you are just joining the group. you know, and you want to grow in the group. And the leader of the group will notice that about you. They pay attention, and that's why they're the leaders. And they could see that this person is really trying, their heart is in the right place, and I'm going to do everything I can to bless them. Most of the time. Every once in a while, you have a couple of knuckleheads. But I'm just saying. So just do your best to be your best in those situations and be a blessing to not just yourself, but to the people you're working with. Try not to be grouchy and not like someone. I mean, sometimes, you know, you don't have to like everybody that you're around, but don't be to the point where you're being disrespectful to them. Just let them be who they are. Maybe you'll grow to like them the way that they are, but you will never know if you don't give it a chance. And that's all I'm saying is have an open heart. You know, be cool, calm, collected. Do what you're there for. Focus on you. Focus on always being the best you can be. That's the key. And not worry about what others are doing. Because that can be a distraction, right? That can distract you from what you're supposed to be doing. But anyway, we need to get to the music here on Soul Eye Records Radio. If you want to ask me any questions, if you have any questions, please feel free to go to, y'all know Greg, right? Y'all could go to Greg and send a message to him, or you can go to me on Messenger and send a message to me. And I believe the YouTube thing has a thing set up too. I have, like I said, I haven't used, this is the first time I'm doing this. So I'm just learning, but I'll figure it out. That's my gig. All right, so guys, let's get going. We're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records today here, and we love Solar. We love the artists that we had the opportunity to work with. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to see them next month in a couple of weeks. We're going to get together and hang out. The writers and the producers, and we do that every year. We get together, and every once in a while, one of the artists will show up, like Jeffrey Daniels showed up one time. And, you know, different artists will show up and just buzz, come in, and it just, it's real cool for, you know, just, we're, you know, we did something. We created history together. And so it's nice to just say, hey, I love you, man. Thank you, or whatever the case is. And I'm proud of the ones that are out there still doing their thing. That's amazing. That is amazing. I would love to be out there playing too, but I'm not. I am where I'm supposed to be, right? And so if it happens and I get out there again, cool beans. Buy my record. Buy my record. Here we go. Midnight.
Take me to your heart, baby. hope that's good for you. Midnight Star, I mean, that is so funky, right? That's just so... I never heard them do that live, but when I heard it on YouTube, I was like, oh, my God, that is a great song. I mean, it was so much funk coming out of Solar. It was amazing. We were really blessed and very lucky. And Astrid, I know that you were checking out the mic. Is everything good now? I hope everything's good. Much love to you guys. Thank you so much for, you know, hanging out with me today. I want to share some of the music that we were really blessed with doing over at Solar Records. And so that's what today's show is about. And we had so much fun, like I said, and stuff. But, man, that song was funky. Midnight Star. Woo! My. That's a group that it would be hard to, like, be on the road. Because once they come off the stage, it's like, I don't think I want to go up there right now. Can we just all go and get something to eat first and then come back? Oh, my God. Those guys are sick. But anyway, let's keep it going. We got the Whispers coming right at you. Wow, what a real cool song by Foster Silvers. I'm just going to turn this down just a tad because of the feedback. I have to remember to turn that up for YouTube. Okay, so I have a couple of questions from you guys that I want to share. Let me see here. So can you talk about Nick Caldwell's contribution to the label? I think he was a silent genius of the Whispers. What do you think of him? So Nick Caldwell was an amazing, and this is just my opinion, obviously. Nick Caldwell, to me, was an amazing man. And he was the leader of the Whispers without it being said. Everybody knew he was the leader. The twins looked up to him, and he made pretty much most of the decisions for the group. Even when it came down to Lavelle, and you guys heard when Lavelle was on, when we interviewed Lavelle from the Whispers, you know, when Lavelle was telling the story of, you know, hey, you know, I was, you know, Nick was really kind of hard on me. I wanted, you know, he knew I wanted to be in the group and everything. And he was kind of hard. And it's like, you know, when the twins told him, because Scotty and Lavelle were very close. And so when Scotty told Nick about, you know, Lavelle, Nick said, well, okay, well, let me just check him out and see what's going on with him and stuff. And so right then and there, just that part right there, you know that this guy is kind of the boss. Because, first of all, one of the reasons why, you know, he said, let me check him out, because he was the choreographer as well, right? He was the choreographer, so he, you know, and his choreography was off the chain, and it was absolutely amazing. And so, you know, I just got emotional. Sorry, I really liked him. He was a good man. But you know, it took over a year for Nick Firm Lavelle in the group. And Lavelle was like doing everything he was supposed to do. He did, you know, he's showing him what he could do and everything. And so Nick told the twins, he says, listen, you know, and everybody else that was in, he says, listen, you know, he's cool and everything. He says, but I still want to do like a worldwide audition. Just to see what, just in case I'm missing something, if we could do that, then we can make that decision. You know, I can make a better decision. And so everybody agreed, okay, fine. So as they traveled around looking for different people, it was not working out that there was somebody else that was going to be able to fulfill that position. But at the same time, Lavelle didn't know. He was just kind of there. And so he was traveling, too, because, like I said, him and Scotty were, like, you know, very close buddies. And so he was hanging out with them and stuff. And so periodically they said, are you ready to go on stage? Are you ready to do this today? And he would go, oh, yeah. And then he'd go, I'm just joking. I know you're not ready. And it was just like the air would come out of his balloon. And he was like, oh, man, okay. And so what they started having him do, like he would be on the side of the stage, right, and he would sing along the harmonies with them while they were performing, but he wasn't out there doing the choreography with them. And so Marcus and Nick were doing basically most of the harmonies. The twins didn't really dance. They kind of like, you know, did their thing. They'd be on the side, but it was the ones in the middle that did their thing, the choreography. And so so they kept teasing him. And up to about a year, a little bit past a year, they asked him, say, hey, you think you're ready to go? They did that about three times. And then And he was like, oh, yeah, y'all just doing that. Y'all just doing it. And they said, no, this is it. This is it. And he's like, what? So, no, we really want you to come out on the stage and do it. And he was in shock. And he said he was shaking. He was shaking real bad. And, you know, you don't want to let Nick down. And Nick could give you that look. Nick's a real tall kind of guy, very serious. You know, he's a serious, tall man. But very nice. But when it comes down to his business, he's very serious. And, you know, after that, all was well. And he got the gig. They gave him the gig. And he said, but it was hard. You know, Nick was hard. So, but Nick was, just to talk about Nick a little more, Nick was just a really good man. And I can speak from my relationship with him. You know, we met a couple times out by his house out in the valley, and we talked, and, you know, we shared different ideas and different thoughts. And he was always, he was a star. And to just call him up and say, hey, man, I need to talk to you. Can we get together? It's like, you know, for him to take that time out, you know, to do that. I mean, he knew that we were doing the music and stuff for him, too. So it was like, you know, that's, you know, he, out of respect for me, he always made time for me. And I appreciate that because he didn't have to, right? Nobody really has to. So he was very... he stayed in character a lot. I remember we were at Madison Square Garden performing, and after we did our show, our concert there, there was a party. We had a party upstairs on the second floor, and so we go up to the party, and it's just, you know, everything is going, and I started seeing different artists, Jody Watley and, you know, Shalom Martin, Jeffrey Daniels and Dynasty and Lakeside everywhere. And then I see the Whispers, and they're all like standing, you know, on the wall right there. And then, and I can't think of her name, but there was another artist that wasn't a part of us, and she was there. And she was over there talking to them. And then I went over and I looked. And I was like, why does Nick look like that? Nick was standing like if he was on stage. Like, and it was just, and he said, hey, Nick. He was always in character, always like that. And I couldn't catch him like no other way. He was always like that. And I loved that he was true to who he was. That's who he was. And he was like that throughout the whole time that I knew him. And so to answer your question, yeah, he was the leader of the group. And he led the group. And when I went to his funeral, you know, I heard the twins say exactly that, and Lavelle say that as well, about, you know, how he was the quiet leader. Everybody came to him, you know. They had their label, Black Tie Entertainment, and he was the one that would always have the meetings and stuff. You know, people would come to bring music for them or whatever the case, and he was a good leader. He was a good man, and he did well. God rest his soul, and thank you, Nicholas Carwell, for blessing Solar with your amazing gifts. And great question, guys. Thank you so much. So anyway, I'm going to come back and answer more questions. I enjoy doing this for you guys. And so here we go here on Solar Records Radio. This is an amazing group. Also, this group that I'm going to play next is a group that a baby face was in, called The Deal. And they did very well. And they were awesome. And so, and you guys know what I'm saying. And L.A. Reid was the drummer for them as well. Man, amazing. So anyway, here we go on Soul Light Records Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you. God bless you. Let's keep it going. That's my boy Ernest Pepper Reed on guitar, and my. Ernest Pepper Reed. I just have to tell you guys about Ernest. Pepper was such an amazing guitarist, and I don't know if you guys know this, you know, about him, but he was, like, ridiculous. He was so ridiculous. I had, was it Paul? Paul Jackson. Y'all know Paul Jackson, right? He's on my show. And Paul Jackson says that he plays Pepper for his students. Paul Jackson plays Pepper Reed, Ernest Reed, for his students. And Paul Jackson is probably one of the baddest cats, right? That's how bad Pepper was. It's like you could only put so much of that gift on these dance records because it would be overwhelming to really hear what Pepper was like, what he could play, what he could do on the guitar. And trust me when I tell you, that we were in rehearsal hall, you know, doing Dynasty's rehearsal, and Pepper and I would get there early sometimes, or we would stay late. And it would be him on the guitar and me on the drums. The thing is that playing with Pepper, I never didn't miss the other instruments. I know that might sound crazy to you, but he had a way of making his guitar sound like a bass and a guitar all at the same time. And it was like they were playing different parts. How is that even possible? Now, there were pedals. He had a couple of pedals over there. But I don't care who you put in front of those pedals, they couldn't make it sound like he did. It was ridiculous. That dude was something else. Another Ohio person. Of course, Ohio. All these guys, Lakeside, Ohio. The Bill, Midnight Star, all these guys from Ohio. What's going on here? Oh, man. So I want to answer another question. I did get another question in regards to Glenn Barbie. Glenn Barbie was one of the writers that worked with us, and he was signed to Leon Silvers. He was a writer. The writing company was called Silver Spoon Productions, and it was a bunch of us. I think I may have posted a picture. I'll post it again. It was a bunch of us, and we were just students ready to learn and anxious and hungry. Well, Glenn Barbie was the tallest out of all of us. He's this tall Asian guy. He's got this Asian, it's huge. I'm like, what? How? And his hands, like, I was like, or I shook his hand, I felt like a kid. He should have been in the NBA. He's a giant, like 6'5". And so, 200 and something pounds, just a big, beautiful spirit. And he was a songwriter, and he wrote a lot of things with us. He wrote stuff with the Dynasty, Strokin', and Check It Out, and but he's written other songs. I think he wrote a song on Carrie Lucas's album as well, and other artists, Shalimar stuff. And so Glenn Barbie is just, he went to, as we were going through all the stuff that we were going through, everybody was just trying to find their way and make sure that we are doing what we were doing. Glenn's brain was ticking simultaneously on what it is that I really want to do with my life, because he obviously had the passion for music and he loved the music, but he had another passion, and that was serving. He wanted to serve people. He wanted to do something in regards to taking care of people. So there was a moment where Glenn just kind of disappeared. Well, he went back to school, and he became a doctor. So he is a medical doctor, and he has done so well for himself and his daughter. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to watch him and the man that he's become. And he still goes in and out of music and does that. He comes to all of the stuff that we organize and everything, and we get together. I organize it. I usually have them at my house, the gatherings. But now that I moved to Texas, I have them at a restaurant out there, so I don't really bother anybody to have it at their house. I just set it up at a restaurant, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Isn't that a strange name of a restaurant? Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, like dinner and breakfast. So, but it's an amazing restaurant. I love their food. But ever since I've been there, I never had chicken and waffles. I always get, you know, either breakfast food or lunch food. I never combine them, but some people do. And but it's a very famous restaurant. And so, we meet at this restaurant. And Glenn is there, and all the guys are there, Leon, and we are all there, and we're just having a great time. And so it's a beautiful family still, and we are all blessed with each other. And I'm so grateful that we've got the opportunity to get to know each other, to get to hang out, to get to share each other gifts, to learn about one another, and, you know, to see each other grow as men and women, you know, and have families, because we were all in our 20s, and all of a sudden, you know, it went like this here, you know, and so we watched each other grow into family people. And there you go. I, you know, wanted to make sure I got that in. So like I said, if you have questions, send me in Messenger, or you can send it to Greg, you know, and Messenger. We are here to try to accommodate you. And I hope you enjoy this music the way we do, because I want to make sure that the younger generation don't forget that about solar. Right? That is my whole purpose. I'm waving the solar flag. You know, this is a Dick Griffey's dream that we all were blessed to be in, and I'm so grateful to be in his dream. I'm thankful that he allowed me. Did you know he was a drummer? Did y'all know that Dick Griffey was a drummer? I didn't know that either until I heard his wife, Carrie Lucas, talking about that on her interview, and I was like, what? I almost fell out of my chair. And I was like, then I felt even more stressed, because here I am playing on all these records, and him being a drummer could have simply go, nah, he don't have it. You know, maybe I should go in there and really play. It was so strange. But he was too much of a businessman. But the good thing that he had that musical air, right? He understood music. He wasn't just a money man, a paper man. It wasn't just about the money. He understood it and respected it, to the point that he was able to be blessed by it and bless others with it. So, yeah. Yes. That was good, man. Thank you, Mr. Griffey, once again. All right, guys. So this is another one of the groups in Solar that I love very, very, very much. And so here we are on Solar Records Radio. I'm going to play this for you. This is a group called Collage. Larry White is the leader of this group, and what a great group you had, Larry. Anyway, guys, so check it out here on Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
yet neither one is quite the same. There's those who find joy rising with the sun. Let it be another day. As for me, I'm happy as can be. For the joy I found is just like
All right, guys. You know, when I listen to that song, I'm listening to that song thinking, what an amazing arrangement, harmony-wise. I mean, Leon Silver's so underrated to me. He's so underrated because he was absolutely amazing with harmony. He still is. It is like he has harmonies doing this. They just go running past each other. Like, it is so amazing. I remember being in the studio with him many times, because sometimes he had me punching. You know, punching. Y'all know that. Anyway, so sometimes I'll be in the studio and hitting the record button for him. How about that? And when they were singing, and especially the Silvers. I got to say that. The Silvers, their harmony is so tight and so beautiful and so right that you just, when they're singing, you get chills. Your hair starts to rise. And I seen Leon bring that same gift that he worked on with his brothers and sisters, brought it over to Solar. And he had Shalimar singing, like you heard that, those harmonies that they were just singing. Beautiful. The stuff he had the Whispers doing and Dynasty doing. He was a master magician at bringing amazing harmonies to records. And that's just such an incredible element that we're missing nowadays, because that's an element that's so important to song quality, right? Song quality. Not just I don't want just a groove. It's nice to have a groove. Feels good, especially if you're drinking. But when you're a listener and you're listening for good music, that quality of harmonies really means a lot. And also the other thing that Leon is underrated for is his bass playing. Everybody knows he's like they talk about the bass. I see they have it on YouTube and everything, but he does not get the kind of props that he really should be getting. And I don't know what that is. He doesn't care. He's just still doing Leon. But it's just amazing the way that he used to play that bass on these songs, because he played melodies. He didn't just play foundation notes. He played melodies. He played inside the groove. He played the foundation and inside the groove, which was just beautiful, beautiful, because it's a driving force, right? And when it's driving like that, and you have something else to play with as a musician. Sorry about that, because I'm thinking playing drums, right? I could feel Leon. I could feel where he's going. I could tell where he's going. And when he's playing that stuff, I'm ready to accent on my hi-hat or my snare or my cymbal, right? I look crazy. I know I can see myself, but I'm just telling you, it's so underrated. Because he was so amazing with playing the way that he played and without getting in the way of the songs. See, that's the key, doing a lot of stuff without getting in the way. How do you do that? It's a gift. You got to know how to do that.
That's so interesting.
Jameson.
So riveting.
James Jameson did the same exact thing over at Motown. And it was just amazing. I mean, the stuff that he was playing was ridiculous. Crazy beautiful. And so, anyway, with that being said, I got my buddy Don Fleming on the line.
Interesting.
What's up,
so
Don?
Riveting. I love it. Love the stories.
Hey, Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
It was just doing solar right now, brother. Just having a great time doing solar and telling the stories, answering the questions. And so let me see. I do have another question, unless you have a question, Don.
No. Do you? Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I said better than yesterday. Yes.
Yesterday, I don't know what was going on yesterday. Just
it was
ridiculousness.
It's okay. That's technology.
Okay.
So let me get to the next question. So the next question is, can I name some unsung heroes in solar? You know, there are so many. There were people that were unsung heroes that didn't even do music. People that worked out of the office.
There's so many. And here I am talking like I know. But I think, you know, when you have, you know, different positions, different people having their different roles and they play their positions, and it all forms one cohesive, just one. That's how usually companies are formed. Everyone has their position to play, and everything comes in unison, you know, from the A&Rs to the legal teams to street team. I mean, even probably the guy who walks Dick Griffin's dog, you know, if he had a little poodle or something.
Well, everybody has their role, that's for sure. And it's not just about everybody having their role. In this case, everybody did their part. And
you didn't have to
walk
Solar. Dog.
No, I don't do that. I walk my own dog.
You walk his horse.
So,
you keep the horse stable.
Right? But let me get back. Don's going to throw me off here. But I wanted to say that there
I like
is, to it's
every now and then on Fridays.
It's really important that I share. You know, there's people like Ernest Pepper Reed that I was telling you about. He's an unsung hero. You know, a lot of people don't know about Pepper Reed. He was a bad, bad boy on guitar. Just some of the things that he did and some of the songs that he wrote that we all played on. You know, I would say most of the Throwdown Brothers. Steve Shockley was with Dynasty and with Lakeside. You know, he was a guitar player and he was the band leader. But, you know, we wore him out. He was with us all the time. We were always in the studio recording. He was one of the Throwdown Brothers. That's why he was always with us. He's an unsung hero. He was amazing. But, you know, there's so many. But like I said, the Throwdown Brothers are definitely unsung heroes. Everybody knows about Leon Silvers. Everybody knows about Dick Griffey. Everybody knows about, you know, the big wigs and the artists and stuff. But it's the machines that worked really hard, the things that made the machines work. Those people are the true unsung heroes of solar. The people in the mailroom, William Shelby used to work in the mailroom before he became a songwriter, you know, at Solar. And he babysit Carolyn Griffey, you know, in the mailroom. And so, you know, you got so many people that were doing so many things. We lost some unsung heroes along the way. I can't be real specific because I can't remember the names of everybody, but I do remember, and I just want to say to the people that worked at Solar, you were a gift, and we appreciate you, and we will never be forgotten. May not remember your name, but I remember your effort and your time there, and when you say who you are, we remember you. Thank you so much for blessing us and, you know, getting our stuff out to the masses, getting our stuff around the world, to our brothers and sisters around the world. And just thank you for helping us to get gold and platinum records accomplished. Because you can have great songs, but if nobody knows about it, then that happens, right? So you have to have those people. RCA is another unsung hero for Solar. RCA was the distributor for Solar, and they worked our records, till they became gold and platinum, and on and on. So thank you to RCA. Ray Harris, who was over there running RCA for, you know, we want to thank you, Mr. Harris. Thank you so much for blessing us over here at Solar. But anyway, time to get back to the music. I want to thank you guys. I think how much time we got left here?
There's about 30 minutes.
Oh, hold on one second. I think I want to have somebody else here. Who do we have on the line?
I came to Linda Fry.
Oh, Lord. Linda Carrier from Dynasty is on the line. What's going on, Carrier?
Linda Fry.
All right.
Just you gave Linda that Fry term last night, Don. I came to interrupt and to say hi to everyone.
Well, thank you.
And chew bubble gum, and I'm out of bubble gum.
It was a great show last night, Don, and I really enjoyed. Just so people know, Don, when he did a show last night, Linda called in and blessed the show, and we had a great conversation. So just so y'all know, that's what she's talking about. Yeah, we had a really, really, really good conversation. And one of the songs that I played, it went like this.
When you feel like giving up, all you have to do
Okay. So there you go. So that song is a Dynasty song. And Linda said, you said that was one of the first songs you guys recorded? Because I don't remember.
So, yes, it was one of the very first that never, you know, we were just beginning Dynasty, and we never got to work that song. And it was one of the songs throughout, you know, the life of Dynasty that I would periodically, bug Wardell about, because that song was dismissed. And I thought it was such a mellow. I'm hearing myself so much that it's hard to.
Okay.
This ain't my fault.
It is. It's not yours, Don? Oh, that's so good. Just, to me, was a romantic ballad and had, just a kind of intense melodic heart. And I always missed, actually, the opportunity to sing it. We never really worked that song. It was the very beginning. And, we just moved on from that. That's really funny. But I do really like the song.
Yeah, so talk about the harmonies that Leon brought to you guys. Because I was just sharing, like, his harmonies were just absolutely amazing. And how he had you guys going from one part to another part and just climbing mountains, it seemed. And how amazing it was to... I can't imagine how amazing it must be for you guys to actually be there singing those songs with them.
I'm listening to you tell it that way, but for us it was just work. We're in the studio together, and whatever the concept of the song was, we just sang. And sometimes if you brought something else, a tiny bit different, he'd either, you know, shout, yeah, keep that, or he would adjust it. So I don't feel it the same way. I mean, we not to say we didn't love it or appreciate what we were doing, but we didn't see it the same way as you're describing it. It was whatever the song was, whatever the concept was, and we would work through learning it pretty quickly, and the harmonies would have to be perfectly tight, as you said, that's true. But if there was a different flavor or a slightly different flavor early in the concept, he was super open to that. So that's all. Yeah, I really understand what you're saying, and it's really nice to hear after the fact that those harmonies were tight, but we didn't really see it as, oh, this is hard or whatever. We just worked on whatever the concept of the song was, and we'd make it tight, and when we it really wasn't even, I don't think it was really that hard. I don't remember that. I mean, it's just that whatever the song was up, we'd learn it. When we do a rough take on the mic, record a rough take, then we'd hear, you know, we'd get the critique of where he wanted it to go or how he wanted it to stay or what to inflect on or what to, you know, pull back and softly, you know, resign that note to whatever that was. It was just part of work. It wasn't seen as, oh my God, while we're doing it, we would just rehearse, and it wasn't even that long a rehearsal. Once the song was known, once the song was decided on, we'd learn the concept, and that would be that. We would record it. So it really wasn't a difficult or a miserable kind of recording process. Actually, it was, you know, pretty easy, and it was enjoyable to me.
Right, right. I would think it would be enjoyable because it came out so beautiful. And so that's why I asked you the question. What did Leon mean to Solar to you?
Leon was Solar. I mean, it was Dick Griffey's concept. Obviously, he wanted to do that company. So the structure, the idea, the concept of doing music and bringing really cool music to the marketplace, and there was an opening for that. Of course, that was him, his design. But when Leon was the producer, was the young producer that was looked to bring the hits one at a time or 10 or 5 at a time, whatever, once he started working, it was all about him. I mean, he lived in the studio. Whoever he was working on at the time, it would be the concept of the song, or maybe he and the musicians would work out a concept of a song, and then he'd sit back and whoever was writing it would continue to write it. But Solar was built on Leon Silvers. There could be no Solar. It just was built on him. And fortunately, fortunately he had the skills to deliver what was needed. So whatever group he was working on, they were going to get the songs that were being churned up, at the time. I mean, it was a real machine, and that songs were being worked on all the time. Any musician who was talented who had a concept, and they'd sit and do that, and if Leon heard that that could be a great song, it would be a great song. So I really like the cleanliness of his productions, because he'd have a clear concept. So, have I gone on too long? Okay.
No. I wanted to jump in because I wanted to kind of continue the conversation we had last night when we talked about And I know for those who didn't get a chance to check out Throwback Thursday night last night, I had this legendary woman on, and we talked about that Silver's influence. When you hear Dial My Number, and you hear, to me, I hear a little bit of, you know, I hear that Silver's flair. Now, granted, if anyone didn't know that Leon Silver's was in Dynasty or Leon Silver's produced or wrote whatever, yada yada yada, but knew of the Silver's background, you can definitely mm-hmm. hear that Silver's like influence in the background on Down My Number. You can mm-hmm. hear a little bit of Forever Yours. You can hear a little bit of New Horizons, if you guys listen to those albums in the late 70s before Leon left. Just the amazing talent, and it just lets you know how he can go from, you know, being that person in that group of brothers and sisters to going mm-hmm. to Solar and having a whole different role. Doing what he did for the Whispers and you know, all these groups, Shalimar, of course, Dynasty, mm-hmm. and then be at the same time being in the group with you guys. Now, do you think he? No, and I guess my question to you is: do you think, like, if from your perspective, from a Lindified perspective, mm-hmm. so to say, do you think it was a lot of hats he had to wear? Or when he came to Dynasty, he was about working on Dynasty's project, or you felt that did you ever feel he was overwhelmed?
No, but some of that. I mean, when Solar began, he was no longer with the Silvers. Not that he didn't care and wouldn't help when he, you know, if he were needed, but I met them when they come to hang out once in a while at the studio and say hi. That's when I met them. So going back to your hearing the Silver's influence, when we began, that isn't what I was thinking of or hearing that. And I knew the Silver's, but when we stepped into what we were beginning,
mm-hmm.
it was pretty fresh. It was pretty, and of course, Leon would have those colors in his repartee. He would have those colors right. because that's what he did. And so I can hear that afterwards, and it's fun to hear you describe those influences or that you hear those influences. When we were working, we were just working on us. But I understand that, of course, there would be flavors of, how could it not? He was the producer. But as I said, when we started Dynasty, it was pretty fresh. There was no, you know, thought or talk about anything except trying to finish a song or songs or an album on time. And mm-hmm. did he wear many, his hat was one huge hat of producer, which also included songwriting and even singing on tracks sometimes.
Okay.
But it was his thing. It was mm-hmm. what he did, and he got because he was doing what was totally him, I think he was reinforced by that or fed by that. And so there were times when he'd go hang out with basketball or something, but he was consumed by this world that he was the most significant part of, because the production was all his call. And sure, at the end of a project, a listening session would include DeGriffy's opinions, or if he liked something or didn't like something. He was a strong personality, and he would say that, and it might affect a song in and out in or being in or being out at any at a particular time at the last call, but there were, you know, like say several songs in reserve that, you know, you, if there was one last song, there were a few there that would be chosen from. So, but the big hat was really on him, and of course he had to honor Dick Griffey's wishes, of course. But it was not any major difficulty to straddle or to negotiate.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So yeah. So did I
all
answer
right.
all aspects of your question?
You did, and then some.
Okay. Okay.
That's so good. That's good. Well, Linda's good at this. She's good. Hey, Linda, thank you. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, and I just want to
okay.
thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you for having me. I would have, if there had been more time, I wanted to interrupt earlier, but no, I'm happy if it's okay when I call to interrupt. So thank you guys for having me.
Let me just ask you this question that was asked before you got here, and that was,
okay.
if do you know of any of the unsung heroes that you would like to mention in Sola?
I can only wish that I had more time with Pepper Rudd.
Yeah, see, you
know,
Pepper Rudd.
That's who I wish there had been more time for, because his guitar skills were sick, and he was a
Pepper
nice guy.
Yeah.
And you know, all the, you know, Solar was a company, and I mean, everybody was, you know, we respect in the end, you know, all of them. But I think Pepper, for me, is the musician that I missed having time with, you know, to work with.
All righty. Okay, well, thank you. And guys, we're going to take a small music break, and then we'll come back after this. How about a little bit of Dynasty, since we got Dynasty on the line? We'll be right back.
Baby, and I'll do you the same thing too. I'll do me right, baby.
right, guys. Well, thank you so much again for tuning in and hanging out with us today here at Soul Rickets Radio. We love you and appreciate you, and we are going to we'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you come hang out with us tomorrow. We appreciate that. And we thank you. Thanks to Linda Carrier for calling in. Howard Hewitt sends his love. He's in the U.K. He says he'll be back the first part of next month, back to the States. And so much love to all you guys. We appreciate y'all. Thank you, Greg and Astrid, for helping me today. I appreciate you guys. Please make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. I really need that because I want to make sure I can do all these shows for you guys. And we're going to have a good time with it. God bless you. Love you. Take care. And man, oh, man, oh, man. Thank you again. I enjoyed this. Okay, Linda Carey and Don Fleming are gone. And I know I said that early, but I'm saying it again. And we just want to say we appreciate them. And we appreciate everybody again here on Soul Out Records Radio. We love you guys. I just had to come back and say goodnight again because I just kind of cut it off real quickly and it felt a little weird. So, and this is from Howard Hewitt to you guys. Good night. Catch you later. Peace out.
We love that only dream.